All right, so this morning, this is the memory verse card on your table there. This one, I'm going to share with you some bad news and some good news. So let's start with the bad news first. So let's be honest, ladies, we want to look beautiful, and I am talking about this. So we work pretty hard, diets, the hair, the makeup. So how are we doing? Do we measure up? So sadly, I've discovered, this is the bad news, from this side of 40, that we're on a downhill slope. So I had a friend whose father said, if the fence needs paint, paint it. And I've taken great comfort in that. It's a lot more work than it used to be, right? So this is the good news, that the beauty on the inside is on the uphill slope when we're in Christ. So how are we doing on that? Let's review. So if there were anonymous surveys from our loved ones, people that really, really know us, there might be some bad news on the temporary front. But we have hope to change the ugly, and that's by knowing God. And 1 John 3:2 says, "Dear friends, now we are the children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." And 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "So all of us who have had that veil removed," that's the veil of our being able to see God and know God, "can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit," that's the Holy Spirit, "makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image." And then your verse on the table, which many of you are probably familiar with, says, "I am sure of this, that he who began the good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." So that's our hope, our promise that we're going to be beautiful someday, and God's making us more beautiful. So, because we will see him as he is, his beauty, his great love for us. We see him reflect his glory because the Holy Spirit changes us. And he has promised us, we may not see it all now, but the day of Christ when he returns will be like him. So we're going to be beautiful, ladies. So Revelation 22:16, Jesus says, "I'm the bright morning star." And Randy Alcorn explains it this way: "On a long dark night, the appearance of the morning star means daybreak is imminent. In the long dark night of suffering on earth, Jesus being seen as the morning star means the eternal morning is about to dawn. Hence, Christ as the morning star is a picture of great promise and hope." So I'm going to sing for you a song called "The Looking Glass," which I sang at Mom to Mom, I think, years ago, so I might remember it. But... thank you.
looking glass. It's been my dearest friend, that looking glass. It's been my worst enemy. There'll come a